Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Chase. I am the supervisor on the floor. How may I help you?
Yeah, I'm calling because I think that somebody used my card to purchase something and I've been getting a bill. I mean, I changed my account or I changed my card number and everything since then, but I still get this bill showing up.
I see. Okay. Let's see. To start with, I want to make sure I've got the right account that was just transferred to me here. Could you verify the first and last name and address one more time?
Corey Mohelski.
Okay.
And 6753 Castle Lake Boulevard, Saginaw, Minnesota.
Okay. Thank you for that. Let's take a look here. Okay, what I'm showing on this account, just to, I'm sure the last agent went over with you, but I just want to make sure we're clear here. It's the March the 5th, $7.92, and that was for shipping on the smartwatch with the shipping insurance. That would have been the Vibe smartwatch. And then the $18.94 is a one-year warranty for the Vibe pods, which would have been the EarPods, but I don't actually think the VibePods went through. I don't see a charge that went through for those anyways.
Yeah, see, I saw some charges on my card, and I called my card and said that my card had been hacked. I don't know what to do. I don't know who these places are. I never contacted anybody or ordered anything, so we canceled the card at that time.
Gotcha. Okay. Let's see.
But then I've been getting bills from different companies, and I looked you guys up online to find out what this was. And I'm guessing where I'm at right now.
I see. Okay. So going back to the March 5th date there, so we don't recall paying maybe shipping and handling on smartwatch, earpods. I'm showing here a delivery date, actually March the 11th at 10:52 a.m. Did we receive maybe something we didn't order as far as the earpods and watch goes?
Nothing that I got. I have multiple address. Well, I have, there's multiple people living on this address.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. But we were for sure that we didn't place the order for either of those?
I didn't place an order for anything.
Okay. Do we think maybe a friend, family member, anyone in the household could have placed the order for the $7.92 and the $18.94?
Not likely.
Okay. All right. Well, the reason we'd like to ask questions there is because, of course, with the fraud investigations, if we do want to proceed with that, which, of course, is always up to you as the customer, but with the next steps in the fraud case, what we would do is, of course, cancel the account and refund the charges that have been processed back to the, you know, back to your account. And then the next step in the fraud investigation, we would turn over all the information, including the IP address on the account. The IP address is going to give the authorities. We'll turn over everything to the authorities. But the IP address is going to give the authorities the actual owner of the device that was used to make the purchase for the $7.92, and also the location of that device, because it has to be, you know, a device that gets you on the internet, like a computer, a cell phone, or a tablet. So of course, you know, all of those have the IP addresses, which you know, comes through along with placing that order for customers. So once we do that, we'll turn over everything there. But that's why we like to ask those questions there, because, you know, it turns out that maybe a friend or family member, you know, used your card information with, you know, their device, you know, maybe, you know, at the household, and that would, you know, of course, didn't want to, a lot of people don't want to press, you know, charges on friends or family member.
Right. Well, so what are my options here?
Well, the account is canceled. I don't see, because it looks like the last agent completely closed everything out for you there. So you wouldn't receive any new charges or shipments beyond this point. The charges that have went through, the $7.92 and the $18.94, those are the two that would be refunded if we proceed with the fraud investigation. Like I said, we would refund those two charges there, and then we would turn everything over to the authorities. The other option would be we just leave the account canceled as is, and there's no... like I said, there's no other charges on the account that I see of, so those charges would just remain as the shipping charges. We're showing, like I said, showing a delivery date there. I'm not sure if something was shipped out from the warehouse and didn't make its way there or what's going on with that, but, you know, it's given us a timestamp there that it was scanned and delivered as well.
Okay.
But yeah,
if I paid these shipping charges or whatever, this would all be done?
Well, yes, sir. Like I said, it's canceled anyway. So either way, you know, you're not going to have any new charges or shipments. The only thing is either we proceed with the fraud and refund the two charges in shipping, or we leave the two charges in shipping and we don't proceed with the fraud investigation.
Okay. So how do I pay this, I guess, just to make this go away?
Well, the two shipping... Yeah, it looks like the two shipping charges were cleared and processed on the 5th, I think that was March 5th, did I say? Yeah, March 5th. That was the MasterCard ending in 9706. So according to, you know, us, we've been paid. On March the 5th, we were paid the $792 and the $1894. So there's nothing left on your part that you would have to do. Of course, now, if that's, you know,
a
credit card.
I've been seeing this bill for like $65 that's been... It's been declined by my card because I changed it, but they still notify me that there's a charge against.
Correct. There is a decline. There is $64.97 would be the full price. That's the after the 14-day trial ends for those customers are charged the full price for their watch and their earpods, which are the charges there. But those, you're correct. Those were declined, so there's nothing to, you know, refund or cancel out with that.
Okay. So everything's canceled then. That's ideally what I'm trying to get to. I mean, I know that there was a charge on my card that I didn't catch. I contacted my bank and they refunded me that.
Okay. Are you just referring to the 1894 and the 792?
Correct.
Okay, so they've already processed a dispute for those. That's what I'm hearing, correct?
Yeah, but like I said, I just got a bill yesterday that showed up on my card for that $64.97.
Right. Yes, sir. Yeah, I see $327. We have two declined charges there for the $64.97 and the $69.97. Like I said, that's one for the watch, one for the pods. But each of those were declined charges.
Right.
If your bank's already refunded you the shipping charges there, then that would be what's called a dispute. So they're disputing the charges there, which is basically, you know, what it's a fraud investigation. So that's, you know, what they should do there. But a quicker way for us to refund those, you know, for us to be able to refund those for you if without a dispute, if you could contact your financial institution and have them contact us with them on the line, we can actually speak to them on the line and go ahead and refund those charges for you. And it would get there a lot faster than a dispute would get those back in your account. Because they give you a temporary refund whenever they start that dispute investigation. After the investigation is over, they can still withdraw those funds. But like I said, that's just a temporary refund.
Okay. I'm not really following, I guess.
Yes, sir.
What I want to know is, am I going to be charged for anything again after this? I mean, I don't care about the dispute. I just want to just make sure that I'm not being charged or something's going to keep on, you know, that's going to go against my credit.
Right. Yes, sir. No, the account is canceled. Like I said, you're not going to receive any new charges. The only thing we're worried about is the two charges that you do have on the account, which is $18.94 and $7.92. Those two charges, like I said, we would need you to have your finance institution give us a call so they can drop the dispute against those charges. That way we can refund the charges.
Okay.
Because like I said, anytime a company disputes, when they dispute it, basically what that means is they have to investigate. You know, they don't have all the facts, so they have to go out there and they have to find some facts. So they give the customers temporary refunds for those amounts, but that money is not, you know, a for sure thing back as back in your account. They just process that as, you know, while they're processing the dispute so they can get all the facts. But like I said, that can still be withdrawn back out of the account because a lot of banks and credit cards, when they contact companies, for any dispute investigations, they go by the terms and conditions that are on that order screen. As long as the company legally has those there and, you know, all the information on the account matches the customers, which in this case, you know, it does, then they would process that as a lost dispute, which means that, you know, they would process those funds back out of your account. And sometimes some banks and credit cards do charge lost dispute fees as well. So they would actually charge you, you know, more money on top of what they take back out of your account.
Okay.
Yeah,
so I got to get hold of my card and then have them contact you to decline the dispute, I guess. I mean, I don't know.
Yes, sir. Yeah, yeah. Just explain to your cardholder there that, you know, whoever you had you spoke with last time, you've spoken with the merchants. We've canceled the account. We've canceled everything out to prevent any future charges. And we've also agreed to refund the charges for the shipping and handling that have processed. But like I said, before we can refund, we just got to have someone on the line from the bank or credit card there that you have with those charges.
Okay. So I contact them and then I have them contact you at this number or?
Sure. Right. Yes, sir.
I mean,
yep. We're 24/7 here. So they should have our number there. That's going to be attached to those charges.
Well, that's what I was looking at is I looked at the charges and there is no information. I had to look you up online to figure out what this was.
Right. Yes. With the bank or credit card that you have with it, there's going to be a phone number attached to those charges. They will be able to give it to you, but they definitely would have it. But yeah, if you have the number already, you can give it to them too. That either way.
Okay. All right. I will contact them and have them get a hold of you then, I guess.
Okay. Yes, sir. And I have the notes on the account here, so it doesn't really matter who answers the phone on our side. We're all trained the same way here, so we'll know exactly what to do when we hear the bank or credit card there explain that they are not going to dispute, then we will refund the charges.
Okay.
All right. Good deal. Do you have any other questions for me?
No. No. That
okay.
Should cover it.
All right. Well, thank you for calling customer service. Hope you have a great day.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.